Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
All right, let's get to the Twitter poll question of the day. Obviously, the 76ers, the main thing today is they... Look, we only get so many of these a year where you literally must win or the season's over. Twitter poll question brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Let Armin Chevy be your electric vehicle dealer. Arriving shortly, the all-new Ultium-powered Chevrolet Blazer EV. Together, let's drive to ArminChevy.com. Today's poll question, who wins tonight? Sixers or Knicks? Must win. We know it. Second poll question, because it's been a frustrating journey to this point where the Sixers find themselves in a 3-1 hole. Who's annoying you the most with the Sixers? Four choices here, alphabetical order. Is it Embiid, Tobias, Daryl Morey, or Nick Nurse? All of whom obviously have been called on the carpet for different reasons. As callers and hosts have weighed in over the last couple of days, you can weigh in on the phone lines, 215-592-9494.
That's a tough one.
It's tricky. I mean, I think it's Tobias. But
that's that is an easy way out.
Listen, they all have culpability. I think Embiid has the least culpability. I really do. By the way, Spike Eskin defending Joel Embiid. We'll get to that audio coming up shortly. It's 94 WIP HD1 Philadelphia as we broadcast today from the Tasty Cake studio. All right, game five tonight. Tom in Middletown right now. Hi, Tom.
Hey, good morning, everybody.
Hey, Tom.
Okay. Real quick, a question before I make my comment. How different would this team look if we would have kept Jimmy Butler and not Toby Harris?
Well, yeah. I mean, totally different.
We'd be wearing a couple rings.
Yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe not. I will say this, maybe not, because Joel's non-healthiness still might have been a factor where Jimmy couldn't do it without a full go Embiid. So, but they would have gotten closer.
They might not have Maxey too if they keep Butler. You know where there's so many different things with that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I don't hold much hope for this comeback. And the main reason is we have no bench contributions at all. And I mean, I am not mad at Embiid. I am not mad at Maxey. Embiid's out there. He's giving his all. I think with a bad knee, Bell's palsy. Maxey's out there hustling. Lowry's hustle. I mean, we're hustling. We're being out hustled, but we're still hustling. But we can't even rest our guys when they need a rest because there's no faith in the bench.
Yeah, well, there's less faith in the bench right now probably than any bench I've seen the Sixers have on a good team in a long time.
Yeah.
I mean, this is probably the worst bench they've had since they turned the corner and started winning games. Tom, give me an answer. A crazy notable sports story not involving the plane of sports.
Okay. All right. I was going to say the 89 World Series, but a winner knows how to pivot, so I'm going to come back with another one. Back in the day, Monday Night Football was a huge stage, much bigger than it is now. And during a live game, Howard Cosell announced that John Lennon was assassinated.
Yep, that's exactly right. So here's the deal, John. Does that count
is
as
it a bigger
sports
stage? Was it a bigger stage than what it is now?
Oh, enormously bigger. You got to remember, you only had six channels.
Oh, it's way bigger.
You had 3, 6, 10, 17, 29, and 57. That's all you had.
You waited all week to watch
it. And 48. People always forget channel 48.
Yeah.
So you had seven channels,
Like, not even the same hemisphere.
Numbers said there were
it's not even comparative. It's not even in the same hemisphere.
Yeah, that's right. All right, so the last caller defended Joel Embiid, but a lot of people have ripped him in recent days. Spike Eskin thinks the ripping of Joel is very unfair. And early in his show yesterday, let's listen to what he said as he supports Joel and made some good points. Listen, make of it what you will. And I know a lot of people will disagree with Spike. I think a lot of people will agree with Spike. Here's how he laid it out.
Most of what I've heard today on the radio station from hosts and callers alike is crushing Embiid. that this is a condemnation of Joel Embiid. See, we told you. He wouldn't come through. He only had 1 point in the fourth quarter. See, we told you. And I am here to tell you that it is not last night, yesterday, and them being down 3-1, this is not Joel Embiid's failure. This is everyone around Joel Embiid who failed him. You know, Daryl Morey has failed Joel Embiid. Nick Nurse has failed Joel Embiid. The other players on the team have failed Joel Embiid. Here's what I've watched through this series. I watched game one, the Knicks superstar, Jalen Brunson, shoot like 7 for 28. And yet somehow, some way, two role players out of nowhere, you know, Josh Hart and Dante DiVincenzo come through and they win the game. Right. And no one says a word about Jalen Brunson shooting 20% from the field. Game two, Jalen Brunson shoots 7 for 29. But Josh Hart, Dante DiVincenzo, the rest of the team comes through, pulls it through, gets him to the end.
All right. So Spike's laying out a point here. Now, I know there's some people right now ready to honk the horn in protest, driving to work in total aggravation. And then there's people like, yeah, Spike, tell him. Spike wasn't done. He rolls on.
Game three, Embiid scores 50 points, but we do get one contribution from a role player in campaign that helps get the game over the top. And then yesterday, in the fourth, it has been so bad with him off the court, and it was so bad for 2 minutes yesterday in the first half that they could not sit him. Game one, the game was lost in the 3 minutes he wasn't on the court at the end of the second quarter. Game two was lost because Tyrese Maxey doesn't call timeout. Kyle Lowry doesn't call timeout. Nick Nurse doesn't call timeout. And then yesterday is such a failure on Maxey and Nurse specifically that this guy is dragging ass because he's played the entire second half because no one can dream of them staying in the game without him on there, and they need one guy to organize the offense and they can't do it. And they can't get him an entry. He fouls out Isaiah Hartenstein, and then they can't get him an entry pass for the rest of the game.
All right, so I think Spike's making a lot of good points. Again, I know there's some people ready to scream right now in frustration. One more, because I will say B-ball Paul is killing him. And I go back to Daryl Morey, his decision to say, let's have this guy be the backup center. It's a freaking joke. But one more from Spike, because he had one more thing still to get to.
Morey failed by his sole deadline acquisition being Buddy Hield, who can't even get on the court.
Talk to me.
You know, Nick Nurse.
Talk to me.
I'm sorry, man. Like I know that the personnel is the personnel, and I know that these guys have not played together very often, which, by the way, goes back to Morey. The starting point guard on this team is Kyle Lowry, who has played, 10 games with Joel Embiid, and we wonder why it's a mess at the end of the game. And then Nurse, I'm sorry, you just have to figure out a way to get the offense to not look as bad as it did for 15 straight minutes where they don't score for 5 straight minutes, and everybody wants Embiid to fix everything. They have been, when he's been on the court, they've outscored the Knicks by 40 points, and when he's been off the court, the Knicks have outscored him by 43, and it is just he is not without blame in general, but this particular series is evidence of the failure of the players around him, is evidence of the failure of the general manager, and is evidence of the failure of the coach.
All right, John Ritchie, we've had Judge Wapner, Judge Judy. We've had 15 famous judges on TV. You are the judge. Is Spike Eskin right or wrong?
He's absolutely right. There's a little bit
of
right
in there. That always puts me in a good mood when I hear that music.
I love it, too. But think about what we're talking about here. Everyone else needs to step up. Yes, it's Daryl Morey's fault that there's no one else surrounding Joel Embiid. But Joel Embiid needs to we're talking about the first round of the playoffs. Holy cow. We are on death's door right now. We have to win every single game of this series. We have to win out just to advance to the second round. Think about our standards, guys.
I know.
Our standards, this year, are we going to represent the East? That was my expectation. That was my hope. And now we are limping to where, and Joel is still limping, making sure everyone is aware that knee brace is intact for something that should have been fixed 2 months ago, and now the team still feels broken. And by the way, it doesn't feel like at the end of this last game when Kyle Lowry shoots a free throw and intentionally bricks it, and no one else knows that he's intentionally bricking it.
That was crazy.
It's no wonder
that was crazy.
Miscommunications like that occur when you are just now playing these guys for the first time together, like 10 games together under their belts. You're gonna have these growing pains. That was mismanaged, and part of why it was mismanaged is because no one could have expected these guys would have been afraid to play.
So
no one could have expected that. I don't. Who's our guy? My gosh, not Campaign. Buddy Hield has fallen off the face of the planet because he's afraid to go out there and try to contribute to what this team's doing. I can't stand that part.
Ruben, is he right or wrong?
He's right on. I'm on Team Spike. I mean, there's no question. I mean, Embiid's doing what he can possibly do, and he can only do so much. And I know he's 1/5 of the team.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did-we-just-hit-a-million-orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market regular season game on your favorite streaming devices, anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
On the court? But he needs support, man. He's got no support. None.
James, give me your ruling.
Yes. Is it not all Embiid's fault? Of course it's not all Embiid's fault. But Joel Embiid is the star of this team. He's the MVP of the league last year. Like, in the history of the NBA, what happens when you have the best player in the series, Joe?
You normally win,
right? And he never does. He almost never does as the best player in every freaking series. This is not just one time. This is an accumulation
Him and Trae Young,
of
him and Jimmy
7 Butler, years
him and
of
Tatum.
This. So, yeah. Like, I get where Spike's coming from, but I patently disagree.
All right, Ree, I'm assuming you disagree entirely, right?
Oh, 100%. Yeah. I could not disagree with Spike more. I mean, the point is that there's one common denominator over the past, what, 5-6 years of never making it past the second round, and that's Joel Embiid. I mean, that's just, there's, you know, you don't have anybody else here to blame.
He is the only common. I mean, the only two people that have been here the whole time, I guess, are him and Josh Harris, right?
And Elton Brand.
And Elton Brand, yeah.
I mean, so, yeah. We used to kill. I mean, I know I did. Used to kill.
And Matt Cord, by the way. Public address.
Yes, it is Matt.
It's all Matty's fault, really, right?
You know, we used to kill. We held Donovan McNabb to a very high standard.
Yes, we did.
And Donovan made 4 NFC championship games in a Super Bowl.
Yep. And, by the way, won 9 playoff games,
won a
which
lot
is
of,
a big accomplishment.
A lot of playoff games.
Yeah.
this guy can't get out of the second round. Yeah. Context does matter when it comes to how you view Joel Embiid.
So, and then, of course, the other thing is it bad luck with the injuries, or is he mentally weak
and
physically
weak?
This
is the year that he was less injured. This is the year that he got to rest for
only
2 months
only
prior to
until
the
March. But,
John, but he came back.
And we're getting less far. Like, this was the year that he was less hampered.
But he wasn't rampant.
The path to the third round, you know, to the conference championship round could not be easier. Like, as far as it goes, like, I like this Knicks team. They're fun. They're not a great team or anything like that. The Pacers are coming up next. Like, it's all there for you.
I'd actually call it the second easiest path they've had. Because 2021, when it was Wizards, Hawks.
Yeah.
Like,
agree.
That's really – I still can't believe they freaking lost to Trae Young, who's like 2 feet tall. 215-592-9494.
Who has never come close to that again, by the way. Trae Young has never had another moment in the playoffs. He's never had a good team again.
No, he hasn't. All right, John Crux saying something last night about Sir Anthony, who was a big part, Sir Anthony was, of why the Phils lost that game last night. We'll get to that. Plus, Emmanuel Acho, big praise of Howie in the Eagles draft.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.